Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
These smear campaigns must be productive because, I mean, in each and every election, I mean, if they weren't productive, then the candidates wouldn't just bash each other the way they do, right?
Yeah, I mean, people must respond to that because every election, somebody's smearing, mudslinging, everybody complains about it, then the election's over, and then we'll never do this again. And then the next election, everybody smears each other, people complain. I mean, it's just... it obviously must get people to the polls or make you remember stuff.
All I got out of it is Mark Taylor's really jealous of Sonny Perdue's land. That's what I see. Boy, he does not. You know how when you, like a kid in school, got like a new backpack, everybody talked about it. Mark hasn't stopped talking about Sonny's farm.
But it definitely plants that seed of doubt in your mind. You know, like it definitely works. It's definitely like, wait a minute. Is he getting rich off of policy? Wait a second. Mm-hmm. You know, it definitely makes you think about it.
Well, I do think that most people, the extent of their research on any one of the candidates is probably what they see on television.
Sure. Right.
You just happen to be watching television, and one of these commercials come on. You take it for face value. It must be fact. So It starts to form your opinion about the candidate.
There's also a good chunk of people who feel obligated to vote, even if they're not educated completely on the they think we live in a democracy where everyone is required to vote for every single election. So even if they're not educated, they're like, oh, I'm gonna be here, I'm gonna vote, you know? So
just totally setting the country back.
If I was that person, like, I would be scared of that guy Tommy Irvin doesn't like. And I know nothing about him, but that guy is like fox guarding the hen house. And I have no idea. I mean, it's the Commissioner of Agriculture. I couldn't even tell you what he does. Like, to me, he's just the most important farmer. Like, I don't know what he... Like,
what does he have to be angry about?
What policy he administers, what laws he... He advocates or challenges.
Dirty spinach. That's what he has to be worried about.
Yeah. E. coli. Poop on my lettuce. That's his concern, right? But all I know is that the guy who's running against Tommy Irvin is not liked by Tommy Irvin. And they have a little animated chicken and a little animated fox. And he's got his faces on the fox. And that's a fox guarding the hen house.
I'm just curious if when you go to the polls today and you see both of their names, would you publicly tell us who you're going to vote for in that race?
I wouldn't vote in that.
You wouldn't?
I don't. If I'm not, you know, but if I don't at least have an awareness of it, I don't vote. But there's a, like, what I'm saying is, like, I think my parents, where, like, election day was always a big thing for my parents and whatever, like, they wouldn't even tell each other who they voted for. They would never tell me. If they did tell me, I was not allowed to discuss it. For some reason, in the dollar household, you didn't talk about who you voted for, or if you got something new in the house, you didn't tell any of the neighbors. Don't tell any of the neighbors we got a new TV set.
Parents are eccentric, man.
We got a brand new console Zenith. Shh, we don't want anybody thinking we're all fancy.
I really do envision like your childhood home just having like stacks of newspapers that you guys had to like sort of jimmy your way through to get from room to room.
I don't think it was newspapers.
Then a random gnome in the corner.
I think it was the boxes of all the stuff that we bought that we weren't allowed to put out to the curb because then the Gasparinis and the Watsons would think that we're fancy.
I imagine you guys had like those old antique lamps on every table that has like the copper bottom and the lamp goes like this.
We had a lot of wood carved stuff that was mediocre wood carved stuff because my dad imagined himself crafty. So there was a lot of
whittled on the front porch.
Very symmetrical wood carving type things, like bookends that were exactly identical that he, you know.
Did he display his ball caps? Was he a ball cap guy?
Because
there's a lot of men who find pride in their
Melissa,
ball caps.
Not only did he display them.
Oh, did he put them in plastic?
Nope. He sawed off a broom handle, hung them all end to end, then fastened wires to the broom handle to hang them from the ceiling of the entryway.
There you go.
Should he want a ball cap, one little twist of the thumb.
It's almost like they went hunting and they found a ball cap and they're going to hang it.
I imagine Jeff's house to look like the house in A Christmas Story. With the leg lamp.
Right.
All the 1965, 70 furniture in it. And, orange lighting.
Right.
And then my dad like has ball caps. Obviously, working in radio, we're privy to a lot of things like ball caps, T-shirts, sweatshirts, promotional items. So I, for a while, would send those to them until I actually became concerned that there would be no room for them in the house. That it would just be ball caps and T-shirts. And at my... 10, what year is it? 06. So 15 years ago, I was the night jock at B104 in Syracuse. I think y'all heard some air checks from the sister station, Y94 FM. So I got like half a dozen B104 t-shirts. Jim still wears them.
Does he really?
All the radio stations since then, all the free stuff since then, Braves things. I think I sent him John Smoltz's uniform, and he still wears a B104
voice. Is that right?
Cute.
That's the most comfortable t-shirt. Well, of course it's comfortable. You've been wearing it for 15 years. It's about as thin as newsprint.
So that's why we decided to do a smear campaign.
Oh, yeah. So as I was saying, my parents would never tell anyone who they voted for.
But they felt
obligated to vote in every election. And I think if I was one of those people, then I would probably vote for that Tommy Irvin guy.
Absolutely. Right. Whoever's doing the most smearing, that's exactly it. Now, we'll talk more about like your responsibility as a voter or not going if you're not educated as a voter later on today. But as far as right now goes, we put together our smear campaigns for each other, and we all drew names.
Yeah, we decided that instead of all four of us trying to smear the other three, that'd be too complicated, so we just paired off. And so we drew names, like Bert said. Bert and I are acting as if we're running against each other in some mock election, and then Jen and Jeff are doing the same.
So these are the commercials that we would be running against each other if we were running against each other in elections on the radio. All right, I'll start off. This was my smear campaign against Melissa Carter. These are the reasons why you do not want to vote for Melissa Carter.
All right.
When going to the polls today, don't you think Georgia needs a solid leader? A leader that is in touch with our state's present-day problems. Melissa Carter is obviously not that leader.
I'm stuck in the 80s.
What Georgia needs is a director that respects both men and women equally. Is Melissa Carter this director?
Women are dumb.
Georgia needs a compassionate compass to guide our children into a secure future. Is Melissa Carter really our children's future?
I make children cry.
How can we be sure of Georgia's future when Melissa Carter isn't even sure of her own future?
My best childbearing years are leaving me.
And sadly, if elected, is Melissa Carter healthy enough to fulfill her commitment to Georgia?
I don't have enough bile in my food.
Melissa Carter, not now, not ever, not the right choice. Paid for by anybody but Melissa Carter campaign.
There you go. Reasons you shouldn't vote for Melissa.
I'm so worried about that bile issue.
we're all a little worried about your bile issue. All right, your turn?
My turn. I mean, similar to Burr, but I actually created the office as if it was the Secretary of Education for Georgia.
When it comes to the future of Atlanta, good, solid leadership is what our children need. You want a Secretary of Education for the state of Georgia that is willing to act, but Burt Weiss does not. The A in ag stands for achievement. What about Bert Weiss?
Most people would tell you that they have a child that poops in some random part of their house. For me, it was the garage.
The C in ag stands for compassion. What about Bert Weiss?
I take his hand and I put it into the pumpkin. And I put some of the ookie gookie stuff on his hands. He gags and then throws up.
And the T in ag stands for tradition. What about Bert Weiss?
We're going to do something a little bit different at our house for Halloween. Not doing candy this year. I'm going to have a bucket, a bucket of flashlights.
Do you really want Bert Weiss in charge of educating your children? Think about that when you go to the polls today.
Paid for by the committee to elect Melissa Carter, Secretary of Education.
Very good. All right, in our second election, it is Jen Hobby against Jeff Dollar. Jen?
Well, I didn't have Big Voice Guy do mine. Now I feel all left out. I should have had him at least voice a disclaimer. But here is my smear campaign against Jeff Dollar, who is running for some sort of political office.
Yeah, I just made mine generic, too.
Just a random political office.
Can you trust a candidate with an admitted addiction? Can you trust a candidate who pays more attention to his first love than his wife? Can you really trust a candidate for political office who cannot complete or focus on one conversation without interruption? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you cannot trust nor vote for Jeff Dollar. Jeff's admitted addiction to his BlackBerry is his first priority, shirking his responsibility to his wife as his first love, making him unable to complete a conversation without looking away to use his quick thumbs. How can he ever reach out to the public without ever actually having a conversation, talking on the phone, or giving an actual speech? If you can handle a text-only relationship with your political leader, then fine. But don't expect anything more from Jeff Dollar. A crackberry is and always will be number one on the Jeffy Do list.
You could have used Jessica also because she came in here one day complaining about it also. So even your own family is turning against you.
Turning against like the Mary Perdue campaign.
Right. All right. So yours is against Jen and it is no particular campaign office.
I didn't really make an office. It's just got a generic. It's a state office. Okay. And you know what we forgot is they all have to start with, I'm Jeff Dollar, and I approve this message.
I want someone that knows success and knows victory.
I want someone who is going to be thinking of me and my needs.
I want someone who understands what responsibility really means.
I don't want Jen Hobby.
Jen Hobby doesn't know what it means to succeed. She doesn't know victory. Her Marietta Blue Devils only have 4 wins in the season since her involvement. It's sad and pathetic. Nobody wants her curse brought upon this whole state. Jen Hobby doesn't think of your needs. She only thinks of herself. I want to have babies, she cries. I don't want anyone to be mad at me, she declares. What if we want to be mad at her? Then that should be our right. An independent auditor has proved that even though she says she wants us to save money buying jewelry, she really doesn't care. Jen Hobby doesn't know how to be responsible. She killed her Tamagotchi pet after only 5 days and lost it for 12 hours during that time. She's a drunk and sexual deviant. Her Jenny Do list consists of movie stars and athletes. Her lifestyle is not conducive to a feeling of family.
I remember hearing her cuss in front of a whole group of Bert's Big Adventure kids. It was really, really bad. Ever since then, I knew I didn't want Jen Hobby representing me anywhere.
Don't learn the hard way what those that know her already know. On Election Day, let your voice be heard.
I don't want Jen Hobby.
Paid for by citizens of every city except Hobbyville.
Very good. And all the facts in there are absolutely accurate, too. The cussing in front of the BBA kids, accurate.
Oh, I don't know about the sexual deviant part, though. Come on now.
You cut your underwear off with scissors yesterday.
Good smear campaign.
I think that makes you a little deviant.
Good smear campaign. Just twist the facts a little bit. I don't know.
The Bert Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.